I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. NATO talks are in the works to give Ukraine weapons for defense against Russia. Its factories and buildings have been destroyed from all the fighting, and it could take 10 to 15 years for repairs. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association.
So the people are really struggling, and they really count on the fact that, churches and individuals are those who would step up and equip these churches to minister to those in need.
So really, how much more can this country take? Well, a lot when it has Christ.
That gospel is going out, and people that are struggling in the middle of difficult times are finding hope, they're finding contentment, they're finding an answer to set their hearts free. And this is a beautiful gift of God in the midst of human tragedy.
Another gift from God is, believe it or not, orality. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says they're discovering multiple uses of orality to share the gospel.
We are on an amazing global learning journey in relation to orality because most people just think about storytelling or bedtime stories for children.
And this part makes sense. Because it involves small groups and close interaction, people are more likely to just open up about their struggles.
One of the things we discovered in one of the southern African countries is uncovering some of things going on with children in the congregations that the pastors and the leaders didn't know about. So learning the stories allowed them to open up and share more.
Orality helps mission groups like Living Water meet people's physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Get the details of the people behind Living Water International at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. I'm Ruth Kramer.